Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
14 minutes past 10 this Christmas Eve morning. We have children from all over Ireland wanting to get through to Santa to see if we can get through. But we need to see if I can. Let's get the phone out. It's a very old phone here. So a lot of numbers, excuse me. 15, 40, 8, 6, 2, and another one just to see. 60. Santa. Oh God, the nerves. Please answer. Please answer. Anything. I thought we'd get through this time. Santa. Oh. Hello? Hello, Santa? Hello? Hello, Santa? It's your Irish elf!
Hello?
Santa! Santa!
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello? Did nobody charge this?
It's Ryan Tuberty.
Who's using this? Nobody charged this. Hang on.
Santa!
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Hang on. One, two. Hello?
Can you hear us? We're calling you from Dublin, Ireland.
Hello? Is that Ryan Tuberty?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Ryan?
Happy Christmas, Santa.
Happy Christmas, Ryan.
How are the preparations going?
Well, you can imagine we're not busy here at all. We're busy. There's Elsa dolls, there's Boppets, there's iPads, iPhones. We're having
it's
a great time.
Out
though.
The door. Stay tuned, Santa. I need to talk to some people on the phone. I want to talk to you. So
okay.
Who is this now? Is it A? Is it that how you pronounce that? Hello, A.
It's A.
How are you?
How are you, AJ?
AJ.
AJ.
It's easier to get through to the North Pole.
Hello, AJ. Hello, AJ. Hey, how are you, AJ? I was looking at your letter the other day. Just looking at it, AJ. What a great name as well. Are you the fella who wants a green bike?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, Santa knows everything.
Oh, I know. And how are you today? Are you being good for your mommy and daddy?
Yes, very good.
I wonder what mommy think you're very good. Are you going to go to bed early tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, what time are you going to bed?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
That's early.
And you'll go to sleep. And is your room tidy?
Yeah.
Great. Now, will you leave something out for me? What are you going to leave out for me? What do you got?
French fries and milk and carrot for the reindeer.
Oh, for Rudolph and Prancer and Comet. I tell you, Comet loves a carrot. He loves a carrot. So I'm looking forward to that. And you have a big brother and sister, a big sister as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, and what are they going to be doing tonight? Are they going to go to bed at 7 o'clock as well?
Yeah.
Good. Now you know you have to be asleep when I arrive, or else there'll be no presents. You know that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, you're going to be very good for your mommy. And what else are you going to get? What else are we bringing you?
You want a green bike? What else did you ask Santa for, AJ?
I don't know.
I think that's probably enough, Santa. A bike is a big thing for you.
Well, I can tell you, AJ, I have a few surprises in my sack for you, AJ. So be very good boy, won't you? And I know that you're heading off into the centre of Dublin now as well to do all the shopping and meet Joe Duffy and everything. You'll have a great time. Be very good, AJ.
Happy Christmas, AJ.
Happy Christmas. He's a lovely fella, isn't he?
Very nice little fella.
7 o'clock's a good time to go to bed.
It's early, but
you're
right.
It's a very good time to go to bed.
Saoirse's on the line. Hi, Saoirse.
Hi.
She's quiet.
Hello.
How are you, Saoirse?
Great.
Oh. Do you want to say hello to Santa?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Saoirse. How are you? Oh, you sound lovely on the radio. Do you know that? On the phone, on the radio. Brilliant. And how old are you, Saoirse?
Six.
Oh, she's only little.
Oh, and hang on one second. Where's that letter?
Do you have the list in front of you?
I have it right in front. Here's Saoirse, and Saoirse's from Kildare. Is that right, Saoirse?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you know that stuff?
I know Saoirse. Sure. Saoirse, she has that princess stuff in her bedroom, you know. Oh, yeah. she's a very good... And let me just check. I have here... hang on, just make... Hey, what? We got that list for Saoirse. Good. Okay. A Monster High Scooter. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I've a few DVDs, and then I have a little surprise as well for you. Yeah. Are you looking forward? You're looking forward to a little surprise as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And how, you know, don't you have a little brother who's always crying and giving out and shouting?
Yeah.
And what's his brother? What's her brother's
her
name?
Her brother's name is Devlin, I think.
Is that right, Saoirse? Yeah.
But he's only two. He's only two.
Does he have any animals?
Do you ever
see them?
I only saw two goldfish, I think.
Does he have goldfish, Saoirse?
Are there goldfish in your house? Goldie and Greedy, I think they're called.
You know their names?
Yeah. Well, when I go in tonight, when I'm in your house tonight, I'll take out the fish food and I'll give them a little Christmas treat as well. And I'll bring the reindeer in to see the fish as well. I'm swimming around. Yeah. It's great, Saoirse. Won't you go to bed early tonight?
Yeah.
Good, and you'll have a good sleep and you won't get up too early in the morning, will you?
No.
No, because Mammy and Daddy don't want to get up too early either. They don't want to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I might still be there, so you have to make sure you check now. Make sure Daddy checks that there's nobody is still in the house, okay?
Yeah.
And look under the tree because there'll be lovely presents and on the big couch beside the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, have a look there. There'll be some surprises for you there as well. Okay? Yeah.
Happy Christmas, Saoirse.
Oh, Saoirse, you're very good. Wasn't she? She's lovely.
She's only a little. I just can't believe how you know all these children all around Ireland, because you know all the children in the world, Santa.
And everybody writes Santa a letter, you see.
That's
or else
true.
They email me, or else they just say they come and see me in a shopping centre somewhere, or else they just say, in their mind, what they want. And Santa does his best.
Now,
even today, Ryan, I can tell you, look, there are millions and millions of letters coming in, people changing their mind.
At the last minute.
Yeah, but everybody knows Santa can't deliver every present.
But he's trying.
That everyone.
But he'll
try. We'll do our best. I mean, if we can't find exactly what you wanted, we'll get something else. And we'll get a good present.
I like the sound of that. You're a reasonable man, Santa. Jack is on the line. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, hello, Jack. How are you?
Good.
Grant, Jack. Jack! What? It's a Jack, are you five?
Yeah.
Hang on, 1 second. I just checked that.
How do you know this?
In Rathnew, is it?
Yeah.
In Wicklow, the garden of our lovely place. I know Wicklow very well. You're the fellow with the football in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, and the posters on the wall and the magazines and everything. Oh, I've seen them before. You like that. Oh, what's the name of that Elland Road? What's the name Elland Road? What's it? Manchester City, is that right?
Yeah.
What? Oh. I can't believe this.
Oh, they're having a great year. Oh, they're having a good year. Are you a big Man City fan?
Yeah.
Oh, and football. And you have football boots and you have football socks and you have football shorts and you have a Man City top and everything.
do you like Match Attacks?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite player?
Sure, he has the book and everything.
Has he?
Oh, he's good.
He's football mad, is he?
Jack is football mad, he is. Football mad. And what are you... Oh, hang on, I'll just check your list here. FIFA 15.
Wow.
FIFA 15, Jack, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I have it down for a DS now. Is that right? It's not PS, is it?
Yeah.
It's for DS, not PS.
Yeah.
Are you sure? It's not Wii. I'll just make sure that's right. No, DS.
He wants to go for a Wii.
No, Wii.
No, it's a game.
It's
sorry,
a game.
Sorry,
it's a
okay,
game,
yeah.
Right?
Sorry,
no,
Santa, I'm not very up to.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Eat
right.
Eat it.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say
no,
that.
No, I know you wouldn't.
I might
Santa.
Think it, but I wouldn't say it. And what kind of DS do you have, Jack? Do you have a DSi or do you have the 3D?
DSi.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Works very well. I remember. There's lots of boys and girls getting them this year as well. Loads of them as well. And do you like going out on bikes, but you also. A flicker? Is that... Hang on. I see a flicker on the list. Are you getting a flicker as well?
Yeah.
You be careful on that now, out on the road. Be careful, won't you? And I,
yeah.
I, do you know what we'll do for you as well, Jack? What, would you like a little surprise?
Yeah.
Well, we'll organise a surprise.
Okay. Oh, well done, Santa.
A nice surprise.
Jack, what are you leaving out for Santa for his snack?
Carrots for Rudolph.
More lovely.
And... cookies.
Lovely.
And milk and reindeer food.
Will you do one more thing for me, Jack? If you could. It's very important because Prancer is having a bit of trouble with your stomach.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And too many carrots.
Oh, yeah.
So what he'd like is, do you have any cereal in your house?
Cake.
Like Rice Krispies or cornflakes or porridge.
Yeah. Anything.
Rice Pips Krispies
would be great. Yeah. That'd be great. Will you leave a little tiny bowl, would you, if you wouldn't mind, for Prancer, because he's having the old stomach trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, too much
carbs.
Too many spicy meals. What would we say? Faetus. He's mad for faetus.
Mad for faetus
and enchiladas.
He's an awful man for the
terrible man. Eatus.ie. I have done all the time ordering food. Jack, have a lovely Christmas, and I'll be there tonight, Jack, and
Happy Christmas,
no problem, Jack. We'll have FIFA 15 for the DS, a flicker, and a lovely surprise. And you leave out the Rice Krispies, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye, Jack.
Thank you, Santa.
Bye, Jack.
Oh. There you go.
Oh, Jack's great.
He's a great kid.
He's a great footballer.
Santa, I know
he's a great footballer.
You've got to get that Mrs. Claus is calling away for that cup of tea, I was told, off the air. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
You can get the dogs out. I'm very busy.
Santa's gone. Yeah. He's gone. And we've lost that line for the moment, but that's because we promised we'd only talk to him for a few minutes, and then we'll have to do some business, and then we'll come back to him. But he knows stuff, doesn't he? He knows their names, their ages, where they are in the country, what they want, even knows about their girlfriend. I just can't believe this. Tex says, apparently rumour has it that the names in Frozen are based on Hans Christian Andersen. Happy Christmas to all in Baltinglass. Good. It's Anna and Olaf because they're Nordic names, Ryan, from a big kid in Cork. Thank you. Please ask Santa to say, well, I'll wait till we get him back. When that lady said his son thinks he's the Power Red Power Ranger, my 4-year-old Sean said, just like me, Mom, said Gillian in silence. Frozen is based on the Snow Queen by Hans Christian Andersen. The main characters in Frozen are Hans, Christoph, Anna, Sven. If you say them fast, Hans Christoph Andersen. Hans Christian Andersen. Oh, for crying, that's brilliant. Anna's pronounced Anna because she's from the Norway-Sweden area. We think we have a huge Anna fan in our hand. No time for silly Elsa. Phew. Mr. T, can you tell my wife Maeve and daughter Megan to get up? Says Big Richie from Scotland. I'm in the car heading from Carlow to Dublin to open the garage so a customer can get their new car for Christmas. Good on you, Richie. That's the nice thing to do. Happy Hog Money. 51552 is our text number. This is one of my favourites at this time of year. I wonder if Santa's still there. Do I need to call Santa? Is the line still? I think it's still open. Great. Hello, Santa. Hello, Santa.
Hello, one second, right? Yeah, Elf, just put them in the sleigh. Just put them in the sleigh. That's right. Tell him to get it. There's an email from her there.
Twitter's gone down.
It's chaos out there.
It's chaos everywhere. And yeah. Boys and girls and mums and dads and all the grown-ups are running around the place. And you know what I say to everybody now? Just calm down. Just relax. And remember what's important at Christmas. It's not the presents. It's not food. It's not all those. It's each other, right?
You're right, Santa.
And we have to remember to look after each other. And just maybe don't be worrying about getting the extra present or something. You get that the next day. Because all the shops are open again. And I'd bring stuff tonight. Everybody just calm down.
Relax. What a great message. Kate is there. Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Do you want to say hi to Santa Claus?
Yes, please.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good.
Okay, Kate, do I know you, Kate? I remember you from... Were you at St. Lawrence's School?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I know all the boys and girls.
What class is she in, Santa?
I remember last year now, you were in senior infants, I think. But yeah. So you must... What are you in this year?
I'm in first class.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you are. And how are you getting on? Is everything all right? And your lovely teacher, what's her name again, or his name again?
Miss Kennedy.
She was a very good girl this year. Oh, very good. And you were a very good girl as well.
Pardon?
Weren't you a very good girl?
Well, I tried my best.
You tried your best. Oh, I know. And you wrote, well, let's see if I can find your letter. When did you send that letter? Just let me check the system. When did you send that? Kate Walsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
From Kildare, I think. Hang on.
Go down to W, Santa. W-A.
Oh!
Have her?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What does she want?
Oh, she's a big Lego fan. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lego. Loads of Legos. Is she a reader?
Does she like books?
Oh, she loves books.
Yeah, I love books.
Oh!
Do you know what she likes, Ryan?
No, which
you
ones?
Like it too, I think.
What's that?
Enid Blyton.
No.
Yeah, I love those.
Do you, Kate?
Tell us all the ones you like. Tell Ryan all the ones you like.
I like Enid Blyton. I like Rodell, and I like
Howard Henry books.
Howard, oh, he's terrible, isn't he?
Will you be bringing lots of books to the kids?
I have Enid Blyton, and I have a few other bits, a few surprises, and things you don't know are coming, Kate, that I know that you would like. So I've got those things coming for you. Because you're 7 years old now, but you're a very good reader. And Miss Kennedy always asked you to read in the class, doesn't she?
Because
you're such a good, and you help the other boys and girls, because some boys and girls don't read as well as you, but you help them along, don't you?
Yeah,
that's right. And you know what Kate always does when she comes
home
from
Santa.
School? She always takes her lunchbox out of her bag and gives it to Mum.
Does she?
She does. Yeah. Isn't that right, Kate?
Yeah.
What do you like in your lunchbox, Kate? What do you like for lunch?
If I was in school, I'd like some sandwiches and some fruit.
And if today, what would you have?
Pizza.
Great stuff. And do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
And how old is she?
She's 5.
And what's her name?
Grace Welch.
Oh, but of course, Santa, you know all about Grace, don't
Grace.
You?
Oh, yeah. She's very funny, Grace,
is she?
Isn't
she?
Oh,
is she a bit of a messer, Kate?
Pardon?
Is she a bit of a messer?
Yes, she is a little bit.
Yes, that's what Santa's saying.
Grace has always met, but she's very good as well. She does.
Yeah,
she's
really good as well.
She's very good, and she'll get a few presents this year as well. She's very good. Do you know who loves pizza? Vixen. Do you know Vixen, one of my reindeer?
Yes.
Always ordering pizza on the phone. Domino's, Four Star, Apache, whatever. I tell you, there are boxes everywhere.
Does he get a reindeer discount, Santa?
It does, and wedges. Loves wedges. Loves wedges. Do you like wedges, Kate?
Yeah, I like wedges.
Do you? What's your favourite takeaway?
I like chips.
Oh, I love chips too. Do you know, there's a great chipper in Salins. We don't want you to even stop there tonight just to get
something. Do you like chips, Santa?
Oh, well, sometimes we're flying. I like carrots, so obviously the carrots are very important.
For the reindeer,
obviously, and the biscuits are very important.
Of course.
And sometimes a glass of milk, but sometimes we have to stop at a Chinese sometimes.
Just
different.
Just the odd bit of.
We go to China for Chinese.
Of course, you get the actual
we'll
proper
be in China
Chinese
tonight, so we might get some noodles. Do you like noodles, Kate?
Do you like?
You all right, Kate? Hello, Kate.
Are you there, Kate?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Do you like noodles?
Yeah, I love
brilliant
noodles.
Brilliant.
What time are you going to bed at, Kate?
I usually go to bed at 8 or 7, but tonight we're thinking of going to bed early because we can't wait for Santa Claus to come tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Well, but you know what, Kate? I think 8 o'clock.
I think it's
pretty
okay.
Good,
yeah.
A pretty good time. And you know what you have to do today if you have time is to watch a Christmas film.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You have to watch a Christmas film and you have to listen to Christmas songs on the radio.
And get in the mood.
Or Nicky Byrne is coming. I met Nicky outside the North Pole a few weeks ago. Do you know
did
that?
You? Did he call up to see
you? I have his letter here. Do you know what he wants? You know what he wants?
No.
A big bucket of hair gel.
that sounds about right.
Oh, Kate.
Happy
I'm
Christmas,
looking forward
Kate
to seeing you and all the boys and girls in County Kildare and Salins. Happy Christmas, Kate, and Grace as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Loads of Lego.
There she goes. Emily, good morning. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
How old are you, Emily?
Good.
And how old are you?
I'm 8.
8. Do you want to say hello to Santa?
Yeah.
Okay, he's in the North Pole now, so you have to speak up nice and loud.
Hello, Emily Jacobs, isn't it?
Hi.
How are you? I recognise your voice. You were only 7 last year when I met. How old are you now?
8.
Are you 8?
Yeah.
Oh, she's. Ryan, this girl, Emily, she's a very, very good girl. Very good. She knows what she's into. No. Zemo.
Really?
Oh, the monster.
The monster.
Tell Ryan about Zemo.
He plays it, and he has a snot out of his nose.
Oh, I saw him on the toy show.
When you squeeze, and the big snot comes out.
Big snot comes out of his nose. Yeah, I've seen him. And what else, Emily, do you have, or Santa, maybe you tell me, what else does Emily want? Or has she got sisters or brothers? Or
well, she wants extra snots for Zemo, so we'll bring a few extra snots for Zemo as well. And then, she wants a surprise. Is that right? Yeah, surprise is what I have written down here, Emily. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, on your list, when you did that letter.
Yeah.
And you went to see Santa as well, and I remember you. You've got two sisters, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Sarah and Rebecca, I think, as well. And then, and you know who else is in that house?
Who's that?
Oh, he's a terror. He breaks everything, but he's great, a lovely little lad. Aaron, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's always singing that song, Bob the Builder.
Oh, is he?
He was a big. Oh, he loves Lofty.
He loves singing that.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. I have a Lofty. There's a special order of Lofties coming in
really?
As well. Yeah, Lofty's the crane.
Yes.
You know Lofty the
and
crane.
Bob, see, I have girl Santa, so we never really got into Bob the Builder
we have
in our
Muck.
House.
Muck and Lofty. Who else is in there as well? Muck and Lift Lofty.
Scratch.
Yeah.
Rolly.
Yeah.
I forget the others.
And what's Bob the Builder's girlfriend's name?
I
Wendy.
Oh, Wendy, that's right.
Well done.
Oh, Wendy. Oh, she's lovely. Wendy's lovely. Wendy's lovely. Bob loves her. Oh, they're going to get married and everything. Now, I just checking, Aranda's tree, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, so I have Lofty sorted out for him now. And then what else have I to get? Something for Sarah and Rebecca as well. But Emily, of course, are you the oldest?
No, I'm the second youngest.
Oh, the second youngest.
Who's the oldest?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, yeah.
Oh, Rebecca. Oh, I remember Rebecca.
Yeah.
Oh, she's lovely.
She's good. That's a good family you've got there.
That's good. And are you going to have Christmas dinner tomorrow? Do you eat turkey?
Yeah, we're going to my auntie's for Christmas Day and... Oh. We're going to have dinner there.
Oh, that's because she's a better cook than your mammy, isn't that right?
Santa, don't be starting around. Emily, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Emily. Bye. Go to sleep tonight now. See you then. Bye. Go on, sorry, Emily. Have you something else?
Can you say hello to my cousin, Emma Wheeler? Emma Whelan, she's 4 years old.
Emma Whelan, she's four. Yeah. I know Emma as well. She's another fan of all them. She's got a big list here. Right?
I'd say she does. Okay, thanks a million, Emily.
Emily.
Hi, Larkin.
Hi.
How's it going there?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 8.
Do you want to say hello to Santa? He's in the North Pole, though. You have to speak up nice and loud.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Larkin.
Yeah.
How are you? Cheer, how are you? Larkin, are you in County Loud?
Yeah.
County Loud, I know it. I sure know you, Larkin. You were 7 when I met you, were you? Were you 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, now are you 8 now?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, okay. Well, look, I just make sure it's the right list now. Hang on. A Barbie, a bike, and a teddy. No, that's not you. Hang on. Oh, that's Mia. Who? Oh, Mia's your sister. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, at the wrong. Oh, hang on. Let's just go. And then a teddy and a surprise. Oh, that's me as well. Oh, hang on. Skylanders.
Yeah.
Not Swamp. It's not Swamp Force, is it?
No.
Which one are you on? Is it Giants?
Track team.
Track team. Track team. Oh yeah, because I have to get a new base for that as well, don't I? You have to have a new. Yeah, I have it here.
Have you?
And Lego.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Big Lego fan, aren't you, Larkin? Yeah. Big Lego fan. And books. What kind of books do you like, Lark?
I love any.
You love all your books.
Good boy.
Brilliant. Right? I'm going to bring you some books as well. And then that's not for you. I have something for a 2-year-old. Oisín. Oisín as well.
Yeah.
Oh, just a lot of people in your house, isn't there?
Yep.
And would you leave some stuff out for me tonight?
Yep.
What are you going to leave out?
Biscuits, carrots.
Brilliant.
And a drink.
Brilliant. Oh, Larkin.
Thank you, Larkin.
Larkin, the best boy. Larkin, I'll see you later. Have a lovely Christmas, Larkin.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
And our last children today will be Clodagh and Tony, who are joining us, Santa. So let's say hello to them. Hi, girls and boys.
Hi. Hi, Santa.
Oh, Clodagh. How are you? Are you well?
Yeah.
Oh, you're lovely. How old are you, Clodagh?
I hit in my new bed yesterday.
What colour is it? What colour?
Red.
Oh, red.
Wow.
And white.
Oh, wow. Red and white bed. It's perfect for Christmas. They're good Christmas colours. Now, I have a racing car for you. Is that right?
Yeah, and a yo-yo to swing.
A yo-yo to swing around the place. Yeah, hang on, I just check. Oh, yeah, with a long string on it. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Tony is there as well, is he?
Tony.
How old is Tony, Hello. Santa?
Hey, Tony, how are you?
What's up, Tony?
What's up? The elves are always doing that,
are they?
Oh, they're always. What's up, Santa? What's up, Santa? What's up, Tony? Are you well, Tony?
No, hang on. Andy.
I have a girl's pink bike for you. Is that right?
Oh, that's lovely, yeah.
No, come on, Sandy.
Oh,
no,
hang on. Rocker bike. A rocker bike?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Just let me check. Do we have rocker bikes? Rocker bike, no problem.
That's all happening.
And Heelys. Now, you know you're not allowed to go into Newbridge Shopping Centre at Heelys. You won't be allowed because you'd be in trouble. What you do is don't tell anybody, and when no one is looking, you know, up on the upper floor where Costa Coffee is, lovely old Costa Coffee. When you're up that way, just quick pop them out and quick slide. Don't tell anybody, right? And I'll have a surprise for you. And do you know who's getting something this year? And he hasn't been very good though.
Who's that?
Do you know who it is?
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about, Clodagh and Tony? Do you know who hasn't been very good this year?
Mark. Mark. Oh.
Oh, how old is Mark?
Mark, he's 15.
Oh, what's he doing wrong?
Well, he's going around with a face on him all the time. Always has a face on him. Never happy. Never cleans his boots. Comes in with dirty feet.
Oh, no.
And then in the corner, his underwear. I don't want to talk about it. But unless that underwear is gone tonight, Mark, there'll be nothing coming to that house. Do you understand?
So he better sort himself out.
No, Claudia and Tony, I know you're very, very good. And it's lovely to speak to you. And I'll be there in Kildare tonight, as I will be all over the world tonight.
Ah, Santa.
So happy Christmas.
Bye, Claudia. Bye, Tony.
Make sure Mark sorts out that room.
There they go.
Bye, Claudia.
Santa, thank you so much, Santa. All, right? I know you're very busy.
Well, I have a present for you, Ryan.
But you're in the North Pole.
I have a present. Hang on. This is how we get around, right? You see this dust here, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to sprinkle this dust over this present and it'll appear in your studio.
What?
There you go.
It's a present just arrived on my desk.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Well, Mrs. Claus helped me pick this stuff out. Now, she said you love this stuff.
Thank you.
Put your hand in there. What's in there?
It's a DVD of Love Actually.
I heard you loved that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a hot water bottle.
And a hot water bottle
to keep
me
warm. And some Kleenex if there's any tears this Christmas. And Christmas dinner for one. But I want to say to all the boys and girls,
Santa,
right?
Thank you so much. So thoughtful.
And a Kleenex.
Thank you, Santa.
What I want to say to all the boys and girls, that Santa will do his best to bring everything that you want. Tonight, everything. But Santa can't always bring everything that you ask for. So if we can't bring that, we'll bring something else. And remember, mums and dads and all the grown-ups, every house is different. Some have one mum, some have one dad, some have two dads, two mums. Some people live in big house with loads of other people. One little boy called Femi from Nigeria sent me a letter. And he said, there's no chimney in the big house where we live with all the other boys and girls. It doesn't matter. Santa will be there. Do not worry.
Bed at 8.
8 o'clock is good for me. 8 o'clock. But do not get up too early because Santa may not have been there. And if you see Santa, well, you never know what's going to happen. But can I just say, Ryan, all the boys and girls have been so good this year and all the lovely letters. I met loads of them in all sorts of parts of the country as well. And when I get back from the North Pole, we're going to have hot chocolate, marshmallows, and we're going to watch Elf on the television.
Happy Christmas, Santa.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Thank you, Santa.
Happy Christmas.